You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Welcome, dear listeners, to another episode of Busy Kids Love Music. I'm your host, Carly Seifert, the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano. And today we continue our celestial journey with part two of our Solar Eclipse series. In this episode, we'll be exploring classical compositions inspired by the moon, that celestial companion that has fascinated humanity for millennia. And if you missed out on the first episode of our Solar Eclipse series, which was a study of songs inspired by the sun, I will link to that in our show notes. Our first stop on this moonlit voyage is Ludwig von Beethoven's iconic Moonlight Sonata. This hauntingly beautiful piano sonata, officially titled Sonata No. 14 in C sharp minor, Opus 27 No. 2, is one of Beethoven's most beloved works. And here's the thing. I know this episode is titled Songs Inspired by the Moon, but technically speaking, Beethoven didn't actually write this piece about the moonlight, nor did he nickname it Moonlight Sonata. It's said that the nickname Moonlight Sonata was coined by a poet who felt that the music evoked the image of moonlight shimmering on Lake Lucerne. Given that it's a piece so closely associated with moonlight now, I had to, of course, include it in this episode. Can you hear the gentle cascading notes of the piano, like moonbeams dancing on water? Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata is a profound and introspective piece that captures the mysterious allure of the moon, regardless of whether or not the moonlight is what actually came to mind for Beethoven when he wrote his famous piece. Next on our lunar journey is Antonin Dvorak's Song to the Moon from his opera Rusalka. Song to the Moon is an aria. An aria is like a special song sung by just one person in an opera. It's when a singer gets to shine all on their own, telling a story or sharing their feelings with the audience. It's usually a really beautiful and emotional part of the show where the singer can show off their amazing voice and connect with everyone listening. So think of it as a superstar moment for the singer. In this aria, the water nymph Rusalka sings a heartfelt plea to the moon, asking it to convey a message of love to the prince. Dvorak's exquisite melody and lush orchestration perfectly capture the ethereal beauty of the moonlit night. Let's listen. Can you feel the longing in Rusalka's voice as she sings to the moon? Dvorak's Song to the Moon is a poignant reminder of the moon's symbolic power to inspire love and longing. Here are some of the lyrics from the aria. Moon, high and deep in the sky, your light sees far. You travel around the wide world and see into people's homes. Moon, stand still a while and tell me where is my dear. Tell him, silvery moon, that I am embracing him. Our next lunar masterpiece is one that we actually dedicated an entire episode to a couple of years ago, Claude Debussy's Clair de Lune from his suite Bergamasque. Now, I'll link to the episode on Clair de Lune in the show notes, but again, it's such an iconic piece that's associated with the moon. I obviously had to give it another mention in this episode. Translated as Moonlight in English, Clair de Lune is one of Debussy's most famous and enchanting compositions. Its dreamy melody and delicate harmonies evoke the serene beauty of a moonlit night. Can you picture yourself walking through a moonlit garden surrounded by the soft glow of the moon? Debussy's Clair de Lune is a musical masterpiece that captures the tranquil and mystical atmosphere of the night. Our final destination on this lunar voyage is Tchaikovsky's Lake in the Moonlight from his ballet Swan Lake. In this scene, Prince Siegfried encounters the enchanting swan Queen Odette by a moonlit lake. Tchaikovsky's evocative music transports us to a magical world where love and tragedy intertwine under the low glow of the moon. Close your eyes and listen, thinking about what images the music brings to mind for you. Can you imagine the graceful swans gliding across the shimmering waters of the lake? Tchaikovsky's Lake in the Moonlight is a mesmerizing musical portrayal of love, longing, and of course, the power of the moon. This concludes our journey through classical compositions inspired by the moon. I hope you enjoyed this magical exploration of lunar music, and that perhaps you even had a chance to enjoy a magical and safe viewing of the solar eclipse yesterday if you lived in a place where it was visible. You can listen to full performances of the music from today's episode at my link in the show notes, which you'll find at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/120. I hope you'll join me again next time for more musical adventures on Busy Kids Love Music. Remember to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss out on our musical fun. I look forward to connecting with you again in 2 weeks when our next brand new episode airs. Bye for now.